This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:07 and this is the evening edition with Sharmila and Lynn. It's the first day of Puasa, so if you've been fasting, we hope you've been having a blessed one. But in tandem with that, the Health Ministry recently made an announcement that vaccinations won't be administered at night during this month of Ramadan. And that's brought up some questions of how it's going to affect the rollout of the national vaccination program.
So this came by way of the Deputy Health Minister, Dr. Noor Azmi Ghazali, who said that essentially because of the Raweh prayers at night, that people might not want to get vaccinated, right? That it will clash fundamentally. And so instead, what we're looking at is vaccine shots being administered up until the evening for those who have registered through the MySejahtera app. And we're talking about this in the context mostly of the second phase of the national vaccination program, which is set to begin on April 19th. So I think that ideally, although we're hearing different feedback on this, some people have heard back on whether or not their appointments are scheduled or not. If the second phase is set to begin on April 19th, I think we're also going to be seeing those appointments being issued pretty much right about now.
And just to be clear, Ramadan started today and it will be ending in the evening of May 13th. So that time will overlap quite a bit with that early phase of the vaccination. And this is coming, I think, on the wake of there have already been criticisms about the fact that the rollout is not going as fast as it should be, the fact that not enough uptake has happened in terms of people registering for the vaccine. So I think that's where a lot of this uncertainty is coming from. Now, to be fair, I think the fact is that a lot of people involved in the vaccination rollout will be fasting. And so obviously there needs to be accommodations made for them to be able to carry out their obligations as well. So the question really, I think, falls into whether curtailing the vaccinations at night is the way to go. Even though the Deputy Health Minister did say that being on the schedule we are now, that 70 to 80% of vaccination shots will be completed by the end of the year if people make their appointments.
Yeah, and that's kind of a separate issue, right? The fact that we have been seeing some people missing appointments or not responding. I think looking at this, it is one of those accommodations that is made for very important reasons, right? For people to be able to observe their faith, for people to meet their obligations, as you say, in this holy month. So I think all those things are important. And the issue, therefore, is what other kinds of accommodations will be made in order to ensure that the vaccination drive isn't put back. I think it's quite easy to say that, oh, it's just a month. But if we look at where we are right now in the phase, and also at this notion that by year end, we will hit that 70 to 80%, then every month really counts. It isn't actually that many months in the context of the amount of population that we need to see getting vaccinated. I also think that there will be questions people have about getting vaccinated while fasting. And that those are some of the issues that we're hoping to be able to address today as well in our show.
Yeah, so let us know what you think about this move. You know, the Health Ministry has just announced that during the month of Ramadan, vaccinations will not be carried out at night. You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, we'll be getting more clarity on this from consultant pediatrician Dr. Musa Muhammad Nordin. So keep it here on the evening edition, BFM 89.9.
Be firmly motivated. BFM 89.9.
It is 5:12. You're listening to the evening edition with Sharmila and Lynn. We're talking about the announcement by the Health Ministry saying that during the month of Ramadan, vaccinations will not be carried out at night. Now, the second phase of the vaccinations, which is supposed to start on April 19th and include senior citizens, persons with disabilities, and people with comorbidities, will overlap with that time. So this has brought up questions in terms of how this will impact the vaccine rollout and whether we'll be able to meet our goals to reach that 70 to 80% vaccination by end of the year. So let us know what you think about this move. Is it a good idea to not vaccinate people at night during the fasting month? Call us 7733290, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We do have this message.
Yes, so Ku says, if Muslims are unable to get vaccinated at night during Ramadan, then KKM should set appointments for non-Muslims so that we'll be able to achieve the herd immunity soonest. And you know, this occurred to me earlier, Ku, as well. I do think, however, looking at the volume of people that we're talking about and the ways in which the system is, as is already kind of trying to keep up with where we are, I worry that adding this layer of complexity will also cause, some breakdowns or some moments of miscommunications and the like.
It does strike me, though, that this is something that could have been managed with a little advanced planning.
Yes.
So I'm not sure, right? I'm not sure what happens behind the scenes. But we are now crossing over to consultant pediatrician Datuk Dr. Musa Muhammad Nordin. Dr. Musa, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Lynn and Sharmila.
That's right.
Yep.
So, Doctor, what are your thoughts on this move to pause the vaccine shots at night during the Ramadan month?
Okay. The suggestion by the Deputy Minister must not be seen in isolation. It must be discussed within the context of COVID cases in Malaysia and the need for us to achieve population immunity. Now, Malaysia has the highest cumulative cases per million in the ASEAN region, 11,000 per million. And even if we corrected for the testing differences, it is much more than Singapore, than the Philippines and Indonesia. And the Ministry of Health is reporting 1,000 to 2,000 cases per day. There are about 188 cases in the ICU and 84 are on respiratory support. Now, our vaccination uptake is only 1.8%. Indonesia is ahead of us with 4%. Singapore is way ahead on 90%. And the Ministry of Health is predicting a fourth wave. So, taking into context this grim statistic, it goes without saying that we must warp speed the rollout, scale up the coverage of the COVID vaccine. And the coronavirus is blind as to whether it is Ramadan or Hari Raya. People get infected, people get admitted, people die regardless whether it is Ramadan or Shawwal. Thus, in my humble opinion, the vaccine rollout should proceed as planned.
Now, the concern here is that people won't show up for their shots because it might clash with Tarawih prayers. How would you respond to that?
Number one, the Tarawih prayers are not mandatory prayers, but it is nonetheless a strong practice and tradition, a sunnah of the Prophet and his companions, peace be upon them. There is, however, a very perplexing contradiction in our Malaysian Muslim religiosity. They throng to the mosque during the Tarawih, but the mosques are relatively silent and empty during the mandatory five-day prayers, including Maghrib and the night prayers. But we are very clear that immunization is, in the context of fiqh, jurisprudence, maslaha ammah, benefit of the bigger community. And therefore, it is a fiqh ruling. It is a jurisprudential ruling that the general public interest takes priority over individual benefit, maslah fardi. And in this context, how do we go about it? Well, religious leaders have to be exemplary. So the religious authority has to come up with a very clear statement on this. The minister of religion, the Mufti, should rally for immunization campaign during Ramadan. Instead, some of our religious leaders are making trips abroad instead of addressing the pressing needs of the community. And the concern here is that some may not even want to be vaccinated during the day, let alone the night. Another way is during this phase two, we get the Muftis, we get the religious scholars, we get the ustaz and ustazah to leave taking their COVID vaccine during Ramadan. And the other point that was brought up by one of your listeners is equitability. How can you forget that there are other religious denominations and they should be able to get their vaccines at night? And how can you allow 30,000 or so wannabe pilgrims to jump the queue? Yeah, young pilgrims to jump the queue and overtake the morbid and the elders, you know, because they have to go for Umrah. This is equitability at play. And I question the Jawatan Kuasa Jaminan Access Vaccine on this concept of equitability by giving vaccines at night or jumping the queue for the pilgrims.
Dr. Musa, from another perspective, though, there are people saying that this allows frontliners who are fasting to be able to fulfill their obligations. What do you think about this?
That's fine, but there is what's called jurisprudence of priorities, the fiqh awlawiyat, which means that you must give precedence to the benefits of the community. Yes, they must be vaccinated. And if the frontliners need to be there, they must be there to give the vaccine. Of course, we must have compassion. We must make sure that our frontliners are first vaccinated. At one point in time, 60,000 of them were not vaccinated. Again, this is a question we need to throw back at the Jawatan Kuasa Jaminan Access to Vaccine and the Ministry of Health.
If we can broaden the conversation just a bit, let's talk about getting the jab during fasting month. How does that work? Does it potentially invalidate the fast?
The strongest opinion, and it is a very strong consensus opinion among Muslim scholars, is that the injection, the intramuscular injection, does not nullify the fast.
And what happens if someone who's fasting experiences side effects from the vaccine? You know, some of those things like a light fever or nausea or lightheadedness, what should they do?
Well, my advice is this, that they, knowing they're getting the jab tomorrow, prepare themselves for the jab, make sure they're well hydrated, make sure they get a proper meal during the sahur. This is the waking up before dawn for a meal, which is another strong tradition of the Prophet. So you feed yourself well, right? And I also would suggest that it should be amongst well senior citizens. And if they are persons with comorbidities, it should be well controlled by their family doctors. Otherwise, we delay some of those with pre-existing disorders to after Ramadan. However, in exceptional circumstances, if they do develop severe or moderately severe adverse effects, they can break their fast. It is permissible. By the way, the Sinovac vaccines that will be rolled out have less adverse effects when compared to the Pfizer vaccine. So this is the give and take, you know. They are not as efficacious as the Pfizer vaccine, but in terms of adverse effects, they are less problematic, yeah, in terms of reactogenicity to the vaccine. And by the way, the public can flock out to the Bazaar Ramadan, and more often than not, if they overfeed themselves, yeah, and if they expose themselves to the ayam percik and all the smoke that's in the Bazaar Ramadan, they're probably getting more adverse effects than they would get from the vaccine.
Fair enough.
That's a thought.
Something else that occurred to us really is that there isn't much precedent for anything with this pandemic, but also specifically for mass vaccination rollouts during Ramadan. Aside from what we've been discussing, what other issues might arise?
Well, the truth is that there is no precedent of adult vaccination in the Malaysian National Immunization Program. So only adult vaccination that the Ministry of Health does is tetanus vaccination in pregnant mothers. All of the adult vaccinations are being done, are being prescribed, are being injected by the private general practitioners, GPs, the family doctors, private, and in private hospitals. Example, the injection of influenza, pneumococcal vaccine, meningococcal vaccine, shingles vaccine, varicella, or chickenpox vaccine. So that's why I have always advocated since the early of this year, when the vaccine was first rolled out, that the private healthcare must be engaged early rather than later. The minister of Mosque is saying that it must be done sometime in August. This is very, very late. This is a pandemic. We need really warp speed. We are now going at turtle speed. And that's why I have always suggested to the MPRA, why are you not licensing Moderna, Sputnik vaccine, J&J vaccine, Novavax vaccine, which has been licensed by the world over by in excess of 30 countries. This will allow Malaysia to have access to a wider portfolio of vaccines, yeah, utilizing different platforms of modus operandi. And just to give you a final example, you know, when India started it, they were doing 300 doses per day in the public healthcare facilities. When they engaged the private health facilities, they were able to ramp it by 7 times, 2 million doses per day. And that is what will happen if they are smart enough to involve us in our vaccine rollout.
Dr. Musa, speaking of exactly that, the speed, bringing it back to this question of pausing the evening shots for during Ramadan, how will this affect the rollout of the vaccination program overall? Do you think this will cause delays?
I actually don't know how many shots they plan to do in the evenings during the whole month of Ramadan. If it's considerable, yes, then it will impact. But as it is, we are moving at turtle pace, you know. You know, when we need to learn from the Israelis and the United Arab Emirates. When they first rolled out vaccine, it was like a trajectory that was, you know, vertical. We need to do this. But the minister is looking at ourselves in comparison to Singapore. Singapore can take their own sweet time. They only had one case in the past 2 weeks, right? All of their cases were importation cases. We've got 2,000 cases, 200 intensive cases. We are in a dire situation. That's why we need, if it's a considerable number of cases during this 1 month, then we need to do it. And if it's at night, it has to be done. And to be fair to our other co-religion.
Dr. Musa, thanks again for your thoughts.
It's a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That was consultant pediatrician Datuk Dr. Musa Mohamad Nordin speaking to us about the announcement by the Health Ministry that during the month of Ramadan, the COVID vaccinations will be paused at night so that those fasting can fulfill their religious obligations. Tell us what you think about this move. You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. And we do have these messages.
Yes, so we have a pair of messages actually talking more about the people who will be administering the jabs. So, for example, Hazman said, is it more that workers aren't able to work at night, not necessarily the Muslim receivers of vaccines? And Luke says, I think it's also because the majority of public servants, so for example, nurses, doctors, would be Malay Muslim, where they're fasting and at night they rest and complete their obligations. So how long will they actually be able to open up? Maximum, say, till 9 to 10. So it's better that they make the appointment earlier and maximize the daytime.
So those are some valid concerns, I think. But as Dr. Musa said earlier as well, I think this is more overall an issue of, I want to say, planning in some sense, because I don't think that it would be impossible to work through if there are schedules and if there are definite numbers in terms of how many are being vaccinated, who's going to do it, and so on. I think the issue here is that hasn't been made public. And anyway, when the deputy minister made the announcement, he focused quite a bit on people needing to attend Taraweeh prayers, which I think is what's gotten a lot of people saying that doesn't have to be the case.
Yes, and we also have a message from Kevin who's just saying it can't be the entire population of Malaysia that's fasting. Surely there must be so many that can give and receive the vaccine. I am a doctor working in a government hospital. We, Malay and non-Malay, are more than happy to work and provide care to help vaccinate. I work in the ICU where COVID patients are ventilated by machines. COVID deaths do not take a break during fasting month.
Yes, I think that about sums up what a lot of people might think. And I would actually like to know why they didn't consider whether we might be able to vaccinate non-Muslims, even if the Muslims weren't able to make it. keep those thoughts coming. You can let us know. You can let us know what you think about this move by the health ministry. You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. And we do have a caller on the line. Hi, Christopher. What are your thoughts?
No, I just wanted to make a comment about Dr. Musa. I think he was spot on most on all of his comments. And he just wanted to highlight his comment on the fact that we are at our very slow pace and we need to ramp up. And there's no such thing as a pause in this vaccination issue. We cannot afford to have a pause. These are my comments. And I'm very impressed with Dr. Musa. And I think his comments should be taken up to the very top.
Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts with us. Keep those thoughts coming. You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
And I think that, you know, to the point raised both by Christopher and Dr. Musa, and in fact, the person who WhatsApped in, Kevin, I think it's important to remember that as inconvenient and as horrible as COVID can be around the times that we consider to be holy in particular, I think, that are special to us, it will not stop. And I think that that's something that's definitely coming through. It requires, I guess, returning to over and over again, because we've already had it interrupt several festivals, and yet we keep revisiting it every time this happens.
Absolutely. And we had that message last week from someone who said, we don't want Raya to be taken away as well, right? So we will be keep those messages coming. We'll revisit them after the 5:30 news, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.